Now, a couple things. The players are working hard, getting the hard work done on the field, because there's just no substitutes for that. And they're right in the middle of the game prep. Most always, the well-prepared team comes out on top. So those two things are important for us, and we're right in the middle of that. Exciting time. I know I'm excited. Players are excited. You know, these first games, you know, crazy things happen. Some of the rookies, they'll be out of their minds with excitement. As coaches, we've got to sort of double and triple check everything that we're asking a certain player to do. So we're sort of in the middle of that right now as well.
You mentioned before with the rookies how their emotions will be a little tougher under control. Where do you see Jace in terms of that, and how much do you think he can contribute at this point?
Well, Jace has had a fine, let's say, second half of training camp. Man, there was a lot of learning for him, and I hate to go backwards too far. But it was a little bit, if I remember correctly, after midway point in training camp, it clicked for him. And so that's where he's at. Certainly all of our new players and young players were sort of double and triple checking here on exactly how much and exactly what they're comfortable with. And, of course, we're trying to put them in spots to have great success. So we'll see as the week goes on there with all of those players.
What are some specific areas where Jace has, since the second half of training camp to now, where some specific areas where you've seen him better than he was earlier?
Well, with most players, and certainly he's one of these, most all of the players are quite talented. They are all pretty sharp men. Most of them are natural players. And it's just simply a player getting accustomed to the terminology, exactly how we want it done, and reps. And so most of the guys, if they're given an opportunity, if they get enough reps, it's somewhere there in the middle of training camp where they start feeling like, I've got it. Early in training camp and even in some of those early preseason games, you may have a player that does something that he hasn't done since like the seventh grade, just because there's so much that's spinning in his mind.
Coach, as you mentioned, you know, eagerness of the league, in the league, that you know, rookies are very excited for week one. Does that ever rub off on the coaches?
Oh, sure, yeah. There's no question about it. The start of the season is sort of, it's big now, you know. You've been working a long time. You've been working very, very hard. I'm talking players, and then you brought the coaches in, sure. For that moment, and for a lot of the young players, let's say a rookie to get on the field, and many of these young men have been dreaming about it since they were eight, and they finally, here it is, they finally get to do it. So yeah, there's a unusual amount of excitement. That's what, some crazy things happen on occasion, you know, in those first ball games, you know, and some things have surprised you because you're relying on some younger players, maybe even rookies or new players, and so. You know, you get surprised every now and then. So we'll try to minimize all of those type of things. And that's why we've got to, on these first ball games, go back and double and triple check, on exactly what we're asking of these young men.
Marty, should